few of last week's episode. And just in case you missed last Friday, that's episode 5, all right, of last Friday. Please just get back on there. I just scroll down, get it all. And please share. Don't forget to share. Lives are being blessed. Testimonies are abounding. You know, it's just so exciting to enjoy the power of God in all of this. Praise God. So this week, beautiful teaching. All right. Titled The Lord, My Shepherd. The Lord, My Shepherd. And it's super important that every one of us, you know, we just give a bit of attention. All right. A bit of attention. All right. To the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when we talk about the resurrection of Jesus, when we talk about the present day ministry of Jesus Christ, too many of us seem blank. We just seem like, okay, so, you know, he's at the right hand of the Father, you know, interceding for us. And that's, all right, I guess maybe the most popular thing that comes to our mind. And yes, I mean, that's a very, very important thing going on right there. But that's not all that is happening. And guys, you and I need to come into terms, okay, with a great reality, all right? The Lord, my shepherd, the Lord, our shepherd, the Lord, your shepherd, the Lord, my shepherd. I'm sure you remember 1 Peter chapter 2, right? 1 Peter 2 and 24. In 1 Peter chapter 2, 24, Bible says his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, will live unto righteousness, by whose stripes, all right, we were healed, by whose stripes ye were healed. The 25th verse of that 1 Peter chapter 2, 25 says, for you were as sheep gone astray, but now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. I'll take that again, the 25th verse. For you were as sheep gone astray. Or, you know, King James says you were as sheep going astray, but now are returned, or are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. So Jesus is called the shepherd. He's called the bishop, all right, the bishop, the overseer, all right, over our souls. And this is very, very, very important. He is our shepherd. He is our shepherd. This is not that kind of teaching I feel one needs to rush. I feel we need to let it sink in, sip in. He leads us. He guides us. He instructs us, all right? A shepherd is out to care for sheep. Shepherd is out to nourish sheep. A shepherd is out to protect the sheep. And that's something you and I have got to understand. See, when it comes to animals, all right, very many of them, okay, have their defense mechanisms, all right, what they use to ward off, all right, predators and all. But the sheep seems, you know, to have none. The sheep basically relies on the shepherd for defense. The sheep relies on the shepherd for guidance. The sheep, you know, the sheep seems to be wired, right, to be led. And God now, you know, intentionally referring to Jesus, okay, as shepherd, right, referring to us as the sheep of his pasture. The psalmist in Psalm 23 saying, the Lord is my shepherd, paints a picture to every one of us, okay, paints a picture to us to see, guys, that there's just something about the ministry of the Lord as a shepherd, and you and I learning to, you know, accept that ministry, accept, right, what the Lord does for us. Praise God. So Peter in 1 Peter 2:25, we just saw, refers to Jesus as the shepherd, okay, and okay, the bishop of our souls, all right? In 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 1, it says, the elders that are amongst you I exhort, right, who am also an elder, right, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. Feed the flock, Peter is telling the elders, feed the flock of God, which is among you. Remember what Jesus told Peter himself in John 21 was, if you love me, feed my sheep. So he's also now telling the elders, feed the flock of God that is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of, all right, a ready heart or mind, all right, neither as lords or being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Verse 4 says, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, we shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. When the chief shepherd shall appear, when the chief shepherd, so first he refers to him as the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. Now he calls him the chief shepherd, the chief shepherd, right? Ken Hagin used to say, you know, that we are under shepherds. So for those of us that are privileged, right, to be pastors or ministry gifts, right, overseeing God's flock, right, of course, particularly pastors. Pastors are, all right, by pure definition, the shepherds, all right? So those that are, maybe if you're listening and then you're a pastor, right? So you have a pastoral, somewhat of a pastoral responsibility committed to you, you know, by your ministry, your church, you know. We're under shepherds, all right? He's the bishop and the shepherd, all right, of our souls, the overseer of every soul, all right? And then he commits people into our hands, into our care. All right, and that's important because that's him. He's the ultimate. We all look to him, right? And the sheep are not ours. The sheep are his. He trusts us with them. But Bible calls him now the chief shepherd. I want you to see the importance and the usage of this word, the chief shepherd, the chief shepherd. So let's see what Hebrews tells us. Hebrews, you know, the writer of Hebrews, which is, you know, arguably Paul. Some say no, but hey. Hebrews 13, okay, verse 20 says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. 21 says, you know, still continue prayer, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, walking in all that is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. So, amen. 20 again says, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep. So we see him called the chief shepherd. We see him called the great shepherd. Of course, we'll go to the popular one, which is John and chapter 10, all right? John chapter 10, verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, all right? The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So three major all right, descriptions now of him just not being shepherd and bishop of our souls. He's the chief shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He is the good shepherd. And this ministry of his is still going on. All right. It's not, oh, he was the shepherd. No, Bible calls him the shepherd. So he is the shepherd and the overseer of all our souls. We're back into the hands, into the arms, into the guidance, into the care, right into the fold of the shepherd and the overseer of our souls, a chief shepherd. Please remember this, right? It'll be useful as we talk in the course of the week. The great shepherd, right? He's the great one, right? And he's the chief shepherd. He has his heart, all right, connected to the, you know, care of the flock. He has your best interest at heart. So please understand it, all right? I was saying earlier that the strength of the sheep, all right, is outside of itself. All right, the sheep doesn't have horns. The sheep doesn't have teeth with which to bite or fangs. The teeth, all right, doesn't have poisonous fangs. And, all right, if you know, it doesn't have a shell with which it could hide. By the time you think of, you know, how very many animals, you know, have this prey, predator, defense thing going on for them, you find the sheep, you know, the defense of the sheep is, you know, David was saying when he spoke to King Saul, right, that, hey, hi, when I watched over my father's, you know, sheep, a bear came, I went after it, smote it, you know, he rose, I killed it, all right, lion came, I went after it, delivered the sheep, rose, I killed it. If I did that, I'll do the same here. So the sheep couldn't defend itself against the bear. The sheep couldn't defend itself against the lion. And then the shepherd shows up, and that's why Jesus in John 10 was saying, you know, that the hireling, that's someone who is paid to watch over the sheep, he is not the owner of the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he runs away. But the job of the shepherd, he will defend, he will protect the sheep. This is good revelation. I trust that, you know, it would get clearer as this series goes on. All right, it will get clearer as series goes on. So the sheep, all right, isn't built to protect itself. The sheep is meant to be protected by the shepherd, right? Please understand that. So protection of the sheep is in the hands of the shepherd. The sheep is lost on its own. The sheep is meant. Please understand this. to be led by the shepherd. So we're going to look at Psalm 23 right quickly. And I know it's familiar, but may we not get too familiar with it. Bible says there that he makes me. He makes me. All right. To make is a strong word. All right. He shows commitment on the part of the shepherd. Hallelujah. He makes me. He makes me. He makes me. That means there's an effort the shepherd puts in. All right. The shepherd puts in an effort in making the sheep, all right, to respond to his care, to his love, to his leadership. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. To his care, to his love, to his leadership. Well, allow me, all right, today we're just going to read. Just enjoy the reading of the 23rd Psalm, all right, maybe a few versions, and then we'll just love it. So Psalm 23 from verse 1, I know you know it. You could listen if you have your Bible with you, which I would assume you have on your phones. You could read with me, please, all right? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. So I would like to pick the first, maybe three verses, first of all. Okay, that's verses 1, 2, and 3. All right, so let's see where that gets us today. Okay, so easy to read version, right? Psalm 23, easy to read version from verse 1 to 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. Now, I want you to picture this. This is Jesus, all right? The one who knows everything you need. Peter says he's given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Guys, everything, all right? Are there things I would, or you, or a whole lot of us still feel, oh, I need X, I need Y, I need Z? The shepherd has made provision for everything. All we have to do, please get this, the responsibility, all the sheep needs to do is trust and follow the leading of the shepherd. That's it, guys. That's it, guys. And I want you to listen calmly, please. Trust, please, and follow the leadership of the shepherd. Trust, follow. Glory to God. So once again, the easy to read version, the Lord is my shepherd. I will always have everything I need. He gives me green pastures to lie in. He leads me by calm pools of water. He restores my strength. He leads me on right paths to show that he is good. I love this. I'll read verse 3 again. He restores my strength. He leads me on right paths to show that he is good. Please understand this. So in verse 1 already, we're assured that everything we need will be well taken care of. Everything. Now this is trust. Everything. He leads us. Verse 2 says, he gives me green pastures to lie in. All right, you remember your King James. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And then he says, he leads me beside the still waters. Easy to read, says, he leads me by calm pools of water. Are you in a troubled situation right now? Are you in a time in your life where everything seems pressured? Everything seems rushed up? This is not the time to walk away from the leading of your shepherd. This is not a time, which many of us do, when we feel backed up against the wall, we just get our heads to, you know, plan out, wire out. And yes, I've been there, so I understand the feeling. But he's asking us to allow him be to us who he is to us. He is your shepherd. He is committed to us, to lead us. Right, no matter how troubled everywhere is, he said he would lead us by calm pools of water. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And maybe you're listening and you've been hurt, disappointed, broken, a whole lot of things happening to you that you can't explain. You just feel you're not fit anymore. You know, You just feel like an outcast. I mean, different things you might be feeling right now. He restores your strength. He restores your strength. We'll look at the God's Word translation. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need." Strong words. Strong words. "The Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside peaceful waters. He renews my soul. He guides me along the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." I love the second and the third verses here, and even the first verse. "The Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need. He makes me lie down in green pastures, leads me beside peaceful waters." Wow, strong word, strong word. You know, and David said this, you know, in an interesting manner.
David said these things with great confidence, with great boldness, it's amazing. "The Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need." You could read through stories in the Bible and see the life of David. So there must be something David is communicating. Number one, a revelation of a reality of the shepherd in his life. But number two, a revelation of the ministry of Jesus. Don't forget that David was quite prophetic with his Psalms. "This is the shepherd. This is what he will do. The shepherd's job is to lead. The sheep's job is to be led." The shepherd's job is to lead. The sheep's job is to be led. That means Jesus' job is to lead. Yours and my job, be led. Guys, this is what the Word of God requires of us. Be led. Please understand, God's Word translation, "The Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need." This verse one alone, we could read again and again and again. Maybe we'll do that alone. I'm like, okay, all right. So do we do verse one? I could spend a lot of time there. And then it's just important. Okay, so let's go to what now? Common English Bible. "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing." The Amplified, all right? "The Lord is my shepherd to feed," in parentheses now, "to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want." Did you get that? "The Lord is my shepherd to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want." This is beautiful. Tell me what you think, all right? Drop a comment. Tell me what you think. This is beautiful. I'll take that again. "The Lord is my shepherd to feed, to guide, and to shield me. I shall not want." All right, I'm just doing verse one now. NLT, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." "The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need." All right, Contemporary English Version, "You, Lord, are my shepherd. I would never be in need." Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. "You, Lord, are my shepherd. I would never be in need." I would never. Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. His job is to lead. Our job is to be led. Lord, your job is to lead. My job is to be led. Your job is to lead. My job is to be led. Could you say that where you are? Lord, you lead. My job is to be led. My job is to be led. My job is to be led. And it's not us saying, okay, Lord, take the lead. He's always wanted to lead. Are you ready to be led? Are you ready to, you know, trust in him with all your heart and lean not onto your own understanding, nor your ways, acknowledge him, so he could direct your path? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is beautiful. Amplified Classic. Now, we read earlier was Amplified. So now this is the Amplified Classic. I'm using the U Version. Really beautiful Bible app. You could download it if you don't have it. U Version. Y-O-U Version. All right. Amplified Classic. Because it says, The Lord is my shepherd, okay? To feed, to guide, and shield me. All right, so difference here. Amplified says, I will not want. Here says, I shall not lack. All right, to feed, to guide, to shield. We're going to break this down as the series goes on. It's important to understand. Like I said earlier, I mean, it's talking about feeding, guiding, shielding. Remember, we talked about the fact that the protection of the sheep is in the hands of the shepherd. All right, the sense of direction. The sheep doesn't have one. Sheep could get lost, just wandering all about the place. So the sense of direction of the sheep is dependent upon the shepherd. Do you understand that? The sense of direction of sheep is dependent on a shepherd. Message, right? It says, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. All right, God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. Let's now do Passion, the Passion Translation, TPT. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. The Lord is my shepherd, all right, and my best friend. I always have more than enough. This is expressing to us by revelation. Now, David, who said this, was shepherd over sheep. So David understood, all right, by revelation. David understood by practice. This is the role of a shepherd over sheep. I've had to protect them. I've had to guide them. I've had to put my life on the line to secure them. And I provide for them. If I will do that as a man over sheep, I have a revelation of the Lord as shepherd over me. Are you in trouble? And you don't know how to get out? All right? Are you frustrated? You're confused. You don't know what next step to take. The Lord is your shepherd. He is your shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I like the 8th verse of the 30. All right, 2 Psalm, Psalm 32, verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Don't forget what we're talking about this week. The Lord, my shepherd. Oh, thank you, Lord. You are my shepherd. 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 I follow your leading. I follow your leading. Reverend Keith Moore will say the answer to 1001 questions. Be led. Be led, be led. Would you choose to make that a fresh commitment? Right, this season, you know, the last couple of months, we've talked about the new normal. The new normal, the new normal. If we were not led before, let this be the new normal. Come out of this season, you know, more assured. Come out of this season, you know, more committed, all right, to being led. All right, be led by the shepherd. Be led by the Lord, all right? Come out of this season following, all right, the instructions. Let it be your new normal, all right? Let being led by the Spirit not be something strange to you. Let being led by the Spirit not be something absurd, okay, to you. Let being led by the Spirit be your new normal. So I'll take, all right, that 8th verse again, all right, in Passion Translation says, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So beautiful. I'll read it again, please. Passion Translation. Now, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing you forth. All right. I'll stay close to you. Let me read that again. I skipped the line. I'll stay close to you, instructing you and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. Did you get that? Now, the next verse, which is the 9th verse, I'll pick it from the Passion also. He says, don't make it difficult and don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Let me read, right? 8 and 9 again, Passion Translation. I hear the Lord saying, and this is God's word to you, This is God's word to you. I will stay close to you. And you know now he leads you, he lives in you. I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. I will advise you along the way. Meaning he won't just point and say, well, go. Just keep going. No, he will advise you along the way. You took a wrong step, he will tell you where to turn. You feel you're getting to a crossroad, what step do you take? He will lead you. Don't be so full of your thoughts. Don't be so full of yourself. And I've been there. I'm sure we've all been, when you're so convinced about a way, you know, you want to go, but somewhere there's this gentle nudge within you. Not that way. Not that way. Slow down. Slow down. Not that way. It says, I would advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. Guys, he's basically saying he will never keep his eyes off you. He will never keep his eyes off you. All right? He will never keep his eyes off you. The 9th verse. I like this. He says, don't make it difficult. All right? Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. All right? Don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. Please. This is the word of the Lord to you. This is the word of the Lord to me. This is our commitment. This is all he wants from us, all right? The Lord, my shepherd. The Lord, my shepherd. The Lord, my shepherd. Jesus, get that. The Lord, my shepherd. All right, verse 9 in God's translation says, don't be stubborn like a horse or a mule. They need a bit and a brittle in their mouth to restrain them, or they will not come near you. All right? Easy to read. It says, don't be like a stupid horse or a mule that will not come to you unless you put a bit in his mouth and pull with his reins. Don't make it difficult. The Lord wants to lead. Don't be so full of yourself all the time. And listen, you could have sheer willpower, all right, and be a go-getter and always find your way through things, but doesn't mean you're getting the best of God's plan or agenda for your life. Could you take a moment right now? Take a moment and say, Lord, I follow. I follow. I follow. Oh, thank you, Lord. I follow. I follow. You make me lie down in green pastures. You know where the green pastures are. You know where the still waters are. You are the one with the capacity to restore my soul. Put me back together again. It's you. So I follow. I follow. I follow. You are my shepherd and you alone I follow. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You might want to take a few moments on your own after this broadcast is over. But let this just be our meditation through the course of the week, all right? And don't forget to share. Let it bless someone, all right? And let me know what you think, all right? Switching from morning faith boost to calling this daily faith boost. You could just drop a comment if you don't mind. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We lead. I mean, you lead, we follow. You lead, we follow. We lean not unto our own understanding. We lean not unto our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge you. In all our ways. In all our ways. In all our ways, we acknowledge you. And you direct our path. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, so look forward to having you join me again tomorrow. Have a very, very blessed day. Yep, bye. Lost in the shallows amid fear and fall. Your truth is a compass that points me back north. Jesus, my captain.